Welcome back. It's The Drive with Matthew, Jimmy, and Chuck on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5 on Themeless Thursday. We're brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown, and you can find us on Twitter at ESPN Radio Lex.
Now, we haven't had our next guest on for far too long because there are very few that I enjoy talking to or listening to more than Chick Ludwig, and so it's our bad.
Yeah.
And that's just remedied now forever. We might talk to him every other day now. Chick, for 30 years, was with the Dayton Daily News. He was talked about the Bengals for 12 of those years. And right now, even though he's kind of on the hiatus, he's with iHeartMedia in Cincinnati, WLW, that great station, ESPN 1530. Chick Ludwig, how the heck are you?
Fantastic, guys. On hiatus right now, but yeah, we're going kind of crazy on Facebook, and I'm keeping track of the Bengals and hoping the Reds start playing baseball so I can get back on the air. But it's great to be on with you. If there's a prettier city in all of America than Lexington, Kentucky, I'd like to see it.
Wow.
Maybe San Diego.
San Diego's pretty good. I've been there, Chick. But we'll leave it right there.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I'll take Lexington.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Before we get, we want to talk to you about Ken Riley and the Bengals, and you have so much stuff on your Twitter account, at Chick Ludwig, L-U-D-W-I-G, about this, and it's really fascinating stuff. We just had a discussion, and the reason I'm talking about Ken Riley in this way, we just had a discussion last week on the show about the fact that Ken Anderson is not in the Hall of Fame, which is
correct.
An absolute joke. And then, tragically, because Ken Riley passes away, everything is brought up about him, and the same thing for him. It's just unbelievable to all of us that, and of course, as I said, it's a tragedy that it's brought up in this way. But talk to us about Ken Riley, and the things you've been putting on Twitter are pretty amazing.
The Rattler, along with, and you can't mention Kenny Riley without mentioning Leapin' Lamar Parrish.
Yeah.
Two offensive guys at black colleges, FAMU in Florida for Ken, the Rattler Riley. He was a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And then Leapin' Lamar Parrish was a running back at Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And the genius of Paul Brown to see two offensive guys and saying, those are my cornerbacks. And they were roommates together for 8 years, all 8 years that Leapin' Lamar was with the club. And never had one argument. And I asked Leapin' Lamar to describe so different personalities, but great, great players. And they credit Chuck Weber, their defensive backs coach, with keeping them in the right position. But Leapin' Lamar was, in baseball vernacular, Leapin' Lamar was Willie Mays. Outspoken, loud. Whenever he got his hands on the ball, he wanted to score. And then Ken Riley, 65 career interceptions.
Astounding.
He was a quiet one.
Yeah.
Quiet, unassuming Hank Aaron
in
baseball. And yet together, the greatest cornerback tandem in Bengals history and one of the best in NFL history. And I asked several of the selectors on the Pro Football Hall of Fame committee, which I sat on for a decade.
Yeah.
Why isn't Ken Riley, everybody above him, he's fifth all-time in interceptions, everybody above him is in the Hall of Fame. Well, they threw to him a lot and they avoided Leapin' Lamar's side. Well, you can't discount 65 picks.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's crazy. And on top of everything else, okay, Kenny the Snake Stabler, he gets in posthumously in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Here, he even said, if you're a young right-handed quarterback, you want to study the form of Ken Anderson. Precise, perfect form. You know, a four-time pro, two-time, you know, NFL MVP.
Mm-hmm.
If he had faked the ball into Pete Johnson's belly and walked into the end zone in Super Bowl 16 and the Bengals win that game,
He's probably
in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He probably is. Too much weight is put on Super Bowl champions. You're not going to tell me that John Stallworth and Lynn Swann were better receivers than Isaac Curtis, and you're not going to tell me that the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we all know who that was better than Ken Anderson.
You got that right.
Oh, my, yeah. Coincidentally,
Bradshaw.
Coincidentally, Chick, we were doing most overrated athletes today. That was our topic for our callers. Terry Bradshaw was on my list.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, great running back, defense, and wide receivers. Oh, my goodness. What medicine to get into the Pro Bowl.
I could have won 4 Super Bowls playing quarterback with that team. Are you kidding me?
Very possible.
Yeah, thank you, Chick. Thank you for that.
When Ken Riley passed him, when we were talking about Ken Anderson last week, I did some research. There is only one player in the NFL Hall of Fame that played the majority of his career with Cincinnati, and it's Anthony Munoz, who is the greatest offensive lineman of all time, and that's what it took to get a Bengal into the Hall of Fame.
Is there a Bengal bias?
Inherent bias against the Bengals? Is it strictly because of the Super Bowl? Because they've been, I mean, compared to some, they've been a fairly successful franchise. I think they have a dozen division titles, somewhere right around there. Been to 2 Super Bowls.
Guys, there's not only a bias against the Bengals, there's a bias against the old AFL teams, including one of the most recent that was born in 1968, the Bengals. If your name is not the Raiders, Dolphins, or Steelers.
Wow.
And there's an absolute bias against the old AFL. And, Munoz, an 11-time Pro Bowler. Kenny Anderson, 4 times. Leapin' Lamar, 6. And then it took Taquio Spikes leaving the Bengals to spread the word about Willie Anderson, who wound up becoming a 4-time Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
He was a 0-time Pro Bowler when Taquio Spikes was here with Cincinnati. But then when he leaves, he spreads the word to all of his teammates and that, and then Willie Anderson finally gets the votes, you know. So, but yeah, and guys, and you probably want to mention no Ring of Honor, you know, and it would be awesome to have that. There's no doubt. The Bengals management, and believe me, I like Mike Brown an awful lot. When my dad passed, he called me twice.
Wow.
Leaving a message, Chick, I want to talk to you personally, you know, and so I've got great admiration and respect for mm-hmm. Mike, but they don't push their players enough for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
That seems pretty obvious, and this whole Ring of Honor thing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
I know. And the way the stadium is constructed with the strip between, you know, between the upper decks.
Yeah. It's
not,
perfect.
There's, like, not enough room.
Right.
Like a Ring of Honor. So there's murals. There's remembrances throughout the stadium of great players, including in the locker room and hallways and that. But, you know, and then they brought back a whole bunch of legends for their 50th anniversary, which was awesome. But we always see the Steelers on Monday Night Football drag out their legends at mm-hmm. that time. That's what the Bengals got to do.
Yeah. Well, all of that is true. This is also really amazing about a lot of the things you do. You're so great, Chick. You say, my hobby is tracking Bengal alums. And according to your records, Kenny Riley is the 53rd deceased Bengals player. And you list them
yes.
on Twitter. How amazing that you do that. And it is, that sounds like a fairly large number of people. I mean, Kenny Riley was only, what, 72?
Yeah, 72, right? Yeah.
That's right. And those original Bengals of 68, they're getting up there in age. You know, they're in their 70s and pushing 80. And, yeah, I just hate adding to that list.
Yeah.
And I used to do a Bengals alumni newsletter where mm-hmm. I send it to coaches and players of every player that I've got, you know, with their email and everything. Well, now with social media, it's a lot easier to stay in touch with guys.
Yeah.
But and one coach said, man, this is morbid. And, you know, and I put on my Facebook page, you know, I debated listing all the, you know, 53 guys just in alphabetical order in one big paragraph. But I'm there. I think Bengals fans, you know, have a right to know who has passed on and who's still with us.
Absolutely, they do. That, frankly, that comment that you just mentioned is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not morbid at all. And here's my suggestion. It's too bad we can't put it right into practice. You need to be working with the Bengals PR people. I mean, like, well, you should be in charge of PR for the Bengals.
Every once in a while, I will get a call, you know, for a phone number of an alum or the list, you know, the list of players.
Yeah.
So, but I told ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati, Mo Egger, the other day, dream jobs, number one, narrator for NFL films.
Mm.
Number two, Bengals alumni relations director.
There you go.
So,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But you could also get things pushed through, like a Ring of Honor and like a mounted campaign to get Kenny Riley and Ken Anderson in the Hall of Fame.
Let's get this started. I'll
certainly try. You better.
I mean, we're use us. We have a powerful voice here in Lexington.
Yes.
We're speaking with the great Chick Ludwig. Now, before we let you go, we got to talk about baseball and our beloved Reds. We're just waiting, everybody, with bated breath. I actually feel a little more confident today than I did even yesterday after seeing Manfred last night. I still think they have a ways to go, but for some reason, I think they will get this worked out, and we will have some baseball this year. Do you feel that way now, or are you still going, prove it to me?
I feel a lot better about it now, and you know, hearing that Rob Manfred is taking steps. How can the NFL be preparing for an entire season, and Major League Baseball not even starting yet or having a game plan?
Yeah, it's absurd.
And with all the money that the Reds have poured into this off season, you just hope that, and getting the Chickster back on the air, you know, for innings and some inside pitches. You know, I love doing that and the rapport with the fans. And then working with Tim McGee on Bengals post game is just awesome. So just looking forward to getting back on the air. And gosh, what's a summer without baseball?
We can't use that language on the air, Chick.
Yeah.
I mean,
girls are playing softball, boys now, 17, you know. They're all playing baseball now, and gosh, we got to have MLB.
Yeah, we do. Did you watch the draft last night?
I did not.
Yeah, it was there. You know, the first few picks, the first 10 picks were cool because they showed the guys in their homes with their parents, much like the NFL draft, which we think is the way they should do it all the time. And that was kind of cool. And you did get to see, especially the top picks, you know, a lot of video on them, people we obviously don't know now. But apparently everybody's pretty happy with the Reds pick.
Awesome. Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I was able to interview Joe Burrow's dad, Jimmy.
Oh, boy.
In Southeast Ohio. And like I told him, of all the ostentatious homes that we saw on NFL draft night, to see the number one overall pick in his TV room, curtain, couch, a couple of lamps on.
It was great.
It was phenomenal. And that's just the way. And Jimmy said, that's just the way we are, you know, down home folks. And he's going to work his butt off. No guarantees that he'll be a Pro Football Hall of Famer, but man, he offers this franchise hope and excitement.
And we've already seen, before they have played one snap, the kind of leader this kid is. With everything that's going on now, he has right to the forefront, and he's the number one pick in the draft. And from LSU, they're organizing all kinds of things at LSU with his help. Now, too, there couldn't be a better kid going to the Bengals than Joe Burrow.
Totally agree. And a last word here on the Rattler, Ken Riley.
Okay.
Happened to leap in Lamar at his home outside of Atlanta on Monday night. Great hands. Never dropped a ball in direction. And, oh, man. Do people realize how difficult it is to play corner? It is the second toughest position next to quarterback. You are going backwards. You have to be as fast as a wide receiver, and you've got to tackle like a linebacker. You've got to track the ball in the air. It is unbelievable, and that's why they are skill position players making tons of coin.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's weird. You say they didn't put Ken Riley in the Hall of Fame because they threw towards him a lot because they wanted to throw away from Lamar. Well, why is Lamar not in the Hall of Fame then?
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Both are. Yeah, and Leap leaves because of money. And where did he go to? He went to the Bills and Redskins, who he torched, scoring multiple touchdowns in every possible way. Scoring a touchdown, Leap and Lamar did it. Hmm. Yeah, God.
All right. Well, we hope we didn't get you too, you know, upset. Like, we're upset all the time here with everything. That's what our show has become now. We're just three guys yelling now for the most part.
How about this fall? Everything colliding this fall.
Yeah.
From Kentucky Derby to the Indianapolis 500, the Masters and the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball has got to get involved because it will be forgotten.
Yeah.
With all these awesome events coming this fall.
Well, I think that's going to happen. And as soon as we get some kind of date and things start to pick up, we'll have you back on again. It will not be that long this time because you're just a great one. And thanks so much for speaking with us today, Chick.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm a has-been and never was.
Yeah, whatever.
Not be forgotten. Really appreciate your time.
Whatever. Of
Lexington, Kentucky, and ESPN.
Thanks, Chick. Talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
How about that?
How about him, Jimmy? He's great. The Chickster.
Huh?
He's the Chickster.
Yeah. The Chickster.
Yeah. All right. The only. There's only one.
Now. Oh, boy. Coming up. Caroline Darney. I mean, that's all I have to say. I have no feeling one way or the other about her.
Good way to end the show.
I'll just say her name. Caroline Darney. This is ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5.
The Drive, brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown.
I met my baby in a used car.